I'm Dr. Greg Etter. I'm an associate professor of criminal justice from the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg.
All right, Dr. Etter. Recently, the University of Central Missouri's Gamma Epsilon Delta chapter for the American Criminal Justice Association went to a regional conference in Kansas City, and it looks to me like you guys won awards in quite a few areas. Would you like to give our listeners just a description of what that was for?
Well, it's a competition that's held. This is a Criminal Justice Professional Association that involves colleges and universities from all over the United States. The competition was for Region 3, which is a 9-state region, and there were colleges and universities from Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri there. We were fortunate enough to win our 13th consecutive regional championship. We've won 12 consecutive national championships on this. And there are competitions in firearms, academics. There's competitions in crime scene investigation, physical agility, academic posters. There's 5 academic areas that the students participate in. They participate in juvenile justice, police management, corrections, criminal law, and LAE knowledge. We took 40 students up there, and they performed very well, and they were working very, very hard to make the department and the university look good and have individual achievements.
Very good. Now, did you guys place in every single one of those areas?
We took the sweepstakes trophy. In firearms, we placed an individual and in team. Academic, we placed an LAE knowledge, juvenile justice, police management, corrections, criminal law. We placed in crime scene. We placed in physical agility. We placed in the academic poster competition.
Very good. So it sounds to me like your students have worked very hard to get where they are and know what they're talking about. Now, does this mean that you guys get to go to Nationals?
Yes, it does, and Nationals will be in March in Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll be defending our title against schools from all over the United States.
Very good. Have any of the students that you have now, have they been in recent years or these newer students? Give us a brief description of what your team looks like this year.
It's all across the board. We have about 70 students in our LAE chapter here. Everything from freshmen to graduate students. Some of the students have been in there 3-4 years. Some of them are brand new. We just swore in 30 students to the club last night, and that means they were freshmen and they've completed their probationary semester and they were fully accepted in.
Very good. All right. Well, it sounds to me like you guys, once again, have made an amazing accomplishment, and for taking it as long as you guys have consecutively shows that. Is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about this wonderful team of yours?
Well, this has been going on for a number of years, and I'm not the first advisor. We've had a number of different faculty that have participated in this to make this happen, and a great deal of students that have participated in this, and they've taken it upon themselves to be the best students in Missouri and show pride not only for the university and the department, for the whole state.
Absolutely. Now, I'm sorry about that. Let me jump backstep just a little bit here. How did you guys raise the funds to be able to get to these competitions?
It was a combination. The university supports us. The students support this through dues. Also, some of the students have engaged in fundraising activities, like they work part-time at security for the Kansas City Chiefs at home games. They've sold candles. They've done all T-shirts, all kinds of different things. They engage in public service activities, too. They pick up trash on the highways, and they help to sometimes feed the veterans at the veterans' home as volunteers. They have public service projects that they're required to do. The thing that I like about this is the older students tutor the new ones, and help them with study groups, this also helps their grade point average. The students have about a tenth of a point to three-tenths of a point higher than the students that aren't in this. And this has to do with the number of study groups that are student-run that they attend.
Very good. Very dedicated students. Now, it looks to me like you've got a very good group of kids. Have any of them decided what their future is going to hold after this yet?
The way our department works, after they get their bachelor's degree, of course, the students scatter to the four winds, and over 92% of UCM students are employed in their field within 6 months of graduation. We have sent four kids to the FBI in the last 36 months. We have an amazing program here. Approximately half of the students would like to be law enforcement officers, either at the local, county, state, or federal level. There's a certain group of them that would like to be juvenile or probation officers. Some would like to be corrections officers. Some would like to be lawyers. And some want to go on to graduate school.
Okay. Now, anyone that would be wanting any information about this program or wanting information about the school altogether, what could you say to them?
Feel free to contact us. Come to the campus for a visit. Check out our website at ucmo.edu, for the University of Central Missouri and the Criminal Justice Department there. And they're free to talk to any of the faculty, or we're always answering questions. It's a very good program. It's one of the oldest in the United States. We've had a criminal justice program at Warrensburg since 1961.